Well, I figured it's the first day of 2018, but since we didn't get to do or meet last week, I wanted to do a little look back at 2017 and sort of think about our highlights of Where's Art, because usually it's so zoomy and everything's going on, as always, for the week in art. So I want to look back and highlight some things. Some things, actually, you can still see. But we had a great 2017 in the Northland for art. And I have 10, although it was hard to narrow it down, because there's certainly more than 10 of those highlights. And this is in no particular order, I might add. But Karen Kramer had an awesome year. She opened her Duluth Pottery Shop in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, the Lincoln Park Craft District. And she's really such an anchor piece to that craft district. So she has her shop. She makes her amazing ceramics there. You can see other ceramic artwork there. It really is. It's a colorful burst in that neighborhood. Also in that neighborhood, which is really exciting and I think amazing for our arts community, is the opening of the Folk School, also in Lincoln Park Craft District. And Brian French and Tim and the whole team that has made that Folk School possible is really exciting, because what they're doing is having all of us share expertise, craft expertise, with each other, and making each other better creative people. So seeing what's come out of that is really exciting, and it's a gift that is going to keep on giving. I think in 2018 we will keep talking about the amazing things at the Folk School. Joe Klander had an incredible year as an artist, sort of a breakthrough emerging artist. Joe Klander is a visual artist, a performance artist. He is a professional wrestler. There was a documentary made about him called Kinder Chomper that is making the rounds. He had an exhibition at the Duluth Art Institute where he did all of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies out of arts and crafts materials, like pom-poms and popsicle sticks, and just gave this wonderful childlike excitement and wonder to the visual arts. I think he was sort of our, it was a new pop version. You know, if you think of pop art, he was sort of creating that, but with this, you know, he never lost that playing in his parents' basement feel, which I think is fabulous.
You know that UMD's Tom Isbell was in one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies.
Wow.
And maybe he could have gotten Tom. Maybe he did get Tom.
Maybe he did.
To be a part of that one.
Exactly. Well, he also had a professional wrestling event at the exhibition. So it was all about just pure fun. I think that we lose a lot of that when we think about fine arts. We sort of lose just this incredible openness and fun. And I think Joe Klander gave us that in 2017. Prove Gallery I did pick one, but it was really hard to pick one exhibition that Prove did. Because what I think, in addition to the kind of exhibitions that they do, they also are just a forum for poetry, for music, for coming together around contemporary and cutting edge art. And the exhibition Shady Rest that was curated by Betsy Hunt and Zach, whose name I just flipped out of my brain, but they did a exhibition called Shady Rest, where they basically made an installation. Sort of, it was an installation inside Prove. So they painted all of the walls with faux brick. They brought these pretend potted plants, and then they created a space for 8 contemporary female artists in that space, and they had conversations around those artists. The artwork was amazing. The installation was amazing. And the concept was really special.
Zach Moser.
I was going to say Moser. Thank you. Zach Moser. Shady Rest at Prove. So that's another one. There was a couple new spaces that opened up this year that are really exciting. Blush opened, which has been mostly a space for music, but it is also a space for artwork. The Joseph Nice Gallery opened. That is a space for national contemporary art. That was really exciting to have that white box space open. The WTF show, Stacey Renee and the Feminist Art Collective, Feminist Action Collective, I should say, helped put together this WTF exhibition. And it was such a coming together of voices, different voices around women in art. And it was really very inclusive and very celebratory in a lot of ways, too. Sharon Loudon and Wendy Redstar at the Duluth Art Institute, that was an amazing talk because, you know, when we think about artwork, it's exhibitions, but it's also thinking about and talking about it. And Sharon Loudon is the author of a couple of books, but artist as cultural producer. And she was really looking at artists who were doing public practice and community work in their artwork. And she brought along Wendy Redstar, who is a nationally recognized artist, who had a exhibit at the Art Institute along with her talk about it. And it was called Reservation Pop, and it was these cars that Wendy grew up with and these houses that Wendy grew up with. And they were reinterpreted. They almost ended up looking like portraits because she would take the car and put them on these really poppy color backgrounds. And they were almost like there was characters and stories. Each one of them had sort of a short story within it. But the talk that Sharon and Wendy gave was so inspiring, I think, for our community. I mean, I think, you know, it's important to recognize local artists, but it's also important to get that energy from outside our community as well. So that conversation was really important. Speaking of conversations, Jamie Logan was brought in by the Tweed Museum of Art for the Visual Cultural Lecture Series, and she does she's a arts liaison, curator. She works with museums. She works with artists. She has a project called 300 Arts. And she had a wonderful talk. She's given TED Talks. And so it was really fun to see her on the VCLS stage here at the university talk about inclusion and how we think about who is let into the art canon and who's left out and how we can make sure that we are listening to a lot of different voices when we're looking at visual arts. And then I said this was in no particular order, but I did want to save my favorite for last, the best for last. And actually, this one I think is great because you can still see it in 2018. And that is Kathy McTavish's exhibition at the Tweed right now called Chance. And she has taken over the Saks Gallery, which is when you go in the Tweed, you go way to the back, and it's this gallery that is both levels. So it sort of goes up. It is a very difficult gallery to program. And because of its sort of this, it almost is this tall cylinder. But what Kathy does is she works in, you know, the term is new media, but she works in a lot of the media isn't necessarily new, but she's incorporating code. So she writes code. She started out as a musician, but so much of what she does translates to sort of our understanding of the world, really. So she works in code. She's a code writer. She works in projection, sound design. I can't remember how many computers are set up with, I think it might be 20, but it is, she has these monitors, she has projections, she's painted on the wall. So that just in this last couple of years, she's been experimenting with her own mark, like physical mark making, in addition to what she does on a computer screen. And I think a really good show lets you think about a lot of different things and sort of gives permission for people to enter at sort of whatever state they're in. So if you're just looking for a cool experience to be sort of like this, I would say go in the evening or sort of, and now's a nice time because you can go at the end of the day and it's dark. The installation feels different in different lighting. But if you just want this sort of all-encompassing experience, if you're sort of missing Bentleyville and you want a encompassing experience, go to see Chance at the Tweed because it really, it is, it takes all of your It's enveloping when you walk in the space. But it also, when you start to think about it, you start to think about communication. I mean, this code writing is these different computers are sort of talking to each other without our mediation, right? So she set it up so that the codes are interacting and making the artwork. And it sort of helps us think about creativity, you know, where is that coming from? Because is it coming from the computer? Is it coming from Kathy? You know, she's created this really interesting space to think about technology, to think about communication, to think about creativity. So definitely go check out Chance at the Tweed.
All right. One final thing. You talked about the best of 2017, and you talked in particular about Kathy's immersive experience and the idea that art makes you think about a lot of different things. One or two recommendations from you for incorporating art into our everyday lives so that we can have that experience of having thought, ideas, creativity sparked over the breakfast table or in the bathroom while we're brushing our teeth or wherever it, you know, on for me, on the couch, wherever we spend the most of our time.
Absolutely. So two things. So one, I think that just really, you know, set an alarm for a random time. Okay. And then when that alarm goes off, just stop, take a deep breath and look around you and just start noticing things. You know, take 10 deep breaths. So it doesn't even cost a minute. It can cost the length of 10 deep breaths. But look at, you know, when we think about the elements of art, we think color, line, shape, texture. Think about those things as you're looking around. Think about the colors that are around you. Think about the lines. Think about the texture. Just really spend it. You can hopefully, and maybe that you're lucky enough to have artwork in your home. Take deep 10 deep breaths and look at that artwork and notice it in a different way, because we bring our, you know, artwork is subjective and we bring our background when we're looking at it, and that's okay. So even if you have a piece in your home, it's going to change depending on, you know, the context that you're bringing in behind it. And then the other thing I would say is that I think one of the really amazing things that artwork does is it connects us. And, you know, if you think about sort of your favorite performance or show or exhibition that you've been to, a lot of times you think about the people that came with you. I think that talking about art is a wonderful way. You know, we talk about the fact that we have a disconnect with engaging in communication with each other. I mean, that's so much of the reason that politics is so crapped up, or one of the reasons. And having artwork gives us a way to connect. And, you know, there can be challenging issues, but it is usually a safe space to talk about those issues with each other. So you can take a class at the folk school and connect with each other. You know, maybe you don't know exactly how to engage your grandmother, but maybe you can take a class together. And that's a way to connect and have a meaningful experience together.
And people are enjoying so much these parties where you go and you learn how to paint something.
Absolutely.
And maybe this isn't, you know, Picasso or Van Gogh slaving away in a garret somewhere.
It's about the process, not just the product. And
exactly.
I think the journey is where it's at. So really getting in there and just making that initial mark with your hand is where it's at.
Be inspired by Kohlrabi.
Yes, absolutely.
Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom for 2018. Annie, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in this
you.
Morning. Always great to have you. Annie Dugan, our guest this morning on Where's Art? Here on 103.3 KUMD.